You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got merch coming up in a few minutes. First, got a couple announcements to make. Episode 61 is up now, Black Fist Gang episode, www.lfodradio.com. It was only right to close out February with that one. Check it out. That's got Spilly the Kid, Jamil Malik, Cassius the Fifth, Knowledge. It's a big group. Shout out to Black Fist. Normal was in there. Ross Billage always. And anyway, check that out. LFODradio.com. Like I said, that's episode 61. There's 60 more. Definitely listen to those. SoundCloud.com/LFOD. We have the Black Fist Cypher, the Rex Cypher, the Time and Lep Cypher. You know, a lot of ciphers. Definitely check that out. We also repost all our favorite tracks that, you know, we're listening to during the week that we can't play on the air and whatnot. And if you're tuned in, you can tweet us at LiveFreeODRadio. Any questions or comments you got for Mertz. Got to let people know, too, Level Up this Thursday at Good Life. You should go check that out. The homies from Bad Decisions Collective are doing their second show there. First one was lit, as they say. So definitely get out to Good Life Thursday. And if you're an artist tuned in, submissions at lfodradio.com. Send us some music. We're actually going to play a submission right now. We don't usually do this, but shout out to DJ Edition. This dude just tweeted at us. And normally when we get tweets, you know, well, we don't check that. So usually we let them know, hey, you can find us submissions at lfodradio.com. And then most of the time they don't really follow up. But he had this in the inbox, clean and everything, within a minute. I've never heard this. We're going to play this joint right now. This is Sealy Tro featuring Casey Veggies. It is called, I don't know, it doesn't even have a title. It is called See Me. So shout out to these guys, DJ Edition. You're tuned in to LFOD Radio.
Five, six.
What up, Charlie? What up? You already know what it is.
I know you see me, make it look easy. I made her say she love me, then repeat it. Baby got ass up in them tights, she tryna tease me. She pop it out of nowhere just like a genie. I'm the one, you don't believe me. Just wait until I'm on, you gon' see me. She working up my zone, I told her beat it. My new chick so bad, I can't keep her a secret. I'ma smash, then get to the cash. Got the attic coupe, I used to have a bus pass. Pretty young boy grown now, I'm known now. She's shaking fast in my soul now. She used to never call the boy, but she blowing up my phone now. Like, whoa, can't you see the tables turn? I beat the whoop, why the candles burn? And I be saying things I never heard. Influence the people with my words.
I know you see me, when you see me.
That's right.
Yeah, I be going hard, but life is easy. I'm on the road, I'm at the beaches. I take for granted what you say, she's never leaving. I know you see me, when you see me.
That's right.
Yeah, I be going hard, but life is easy. I'm on the road, I'm at the beaches.
Right.
I take for granted what you say, she's never leaving. I know
what
you see
up
me
with the fees. It's that kid, Sealy T. Just re-upped on my grams. We gon' burn every leaf. Yeah, we headed out to Vegas. Watch him turn every cheek. Staying up all night, but now we don't tweet. One of a kind women got me grinning, got me cheesing. I'm in the city one night and she said she's never leaving. All that heavy breathing, inhale, exhale. Giving you a workout, a workout on the scale. I know you see me. Please believe me. Even all your friends wanna come and meet me. I got lines like Six Flags, double wide zigzags. I could die tomorrow, so I take them big drags. Magnum,
bag. I switch girls when I get lag. If you ain't with us, then sit back. I'm cruising where you slip tap. We on the rise, but you got cash. So watch this like a finale. I know you see me riding around. Y'all should be keeping tally.
I know you see me. When you see me,
that's right.
Yeah, I be going hard, but life is easy. I'm on the road, I'm at the beaches. I take for granted when she say she's never leaving. I know you see me. When you see me,
that's right.
Yeah, I be going hard, but life is easy. I'm on the road, I'm at the beaches.
Right.
I take for granted when she says she's never leaving. I know you see me.
My path and give me a hand like I owe him daps for the fact that I rap. No idea, this is all I have, an idea that I couldn't grasp. These flows that I'm carrying give me confidence. Not good with the compliments, look until I saw there was more to life than my confined box. Figure why not try to rhyme. Everybody's doing it, laugh when they give me props. Kid you not, probably gonna happen. Homie, you a savage with verbal acrobatics. You be official if you had a deal. Don't call me dope, but that's flattering. Inhale the ism, let's get back to business. I can take the criticism, I be talking minimal. That's my personality, these glass walls need shattering.
I've got fire in my eyes, glad I'm alive, thank God for my mind. I've got hate in my heart, love is a lie. Fly like a butterfly, I. Yay. Fly like a butterfly, I. Yay. Fly like a butterfly, I.
I'm flyer than Phoenix feathers.
Phoenix feathers.
Fire, what I mean to tell you, demons on my neck need a vent. I can see them in the flesh and they wanna make amends. Pains in my chest when taking a breath, feel like taking a step into a blade. Fade to black, been attached too long. Too late, I'm gone, never coming back unless I'm sitting on vinyls made of gold. Compliment the old soul, was left to the road. Learn the rope of dope, homie overdosed. In a moment, there it goes. Somebody that you know, need a poem, keep them close. Pour a drink, have a toast. It seems I've been desperate, pray for fame and acceptance. I wave to the heavens, celebrate a late presence.
Yeah. Baby, I got fire in my eyes. Don't look twice, you might get burned. Haze in my heart, baby, don't doubt it. I've got fire in my eyes, glad I'm alive, thank God for my mind. I've got hate in my heart, love is a lie. Fly like a butterfly, I. Yay. Fly like a butterfly, I. Yay. Fly like a butterfly, I.
Sometimes we're made to place faith, put the fear away and just go.
already listening for that shot. Psyching myself out to give it everything I've got. When I missed it, didn't hear it, though it was a secret. Opposition blasted past me, isn't that strategic? Peep this, a little man trapped inside a young boy. The drive to work hard, swallowed up all the joy and spit it out. Different aims, traveling on different routes in the same direction. Pressurize the hazardous amounts, let it out. Let it flow freely, let it fall to the ground. The gravity makes it easy. Climbing is the hard part. Resurrect the lost art. Intercept the catalyst. Intersect the crossed hearts. Lost art still shine. Charge in the meantime. Far from the design, but me, I'ma be fine. We travel at the speed of light. Ain't never slowing down. The journey is the destination. We're neither lost nor found. This cold world is spinning out of control. It's slowly trying to navigate it as a lost soul. And I'm supposed to know where to go. So I think the thing that scares me the most is I don't. But we ain't always made to know. Sometimes we're made to place faith, put the fear away and just go. Just go, man, embrace that unknown. Roll till you find that place you wanna call home. And I've been at it for a while now, unsure of where I'm at. Lonely and tired, but there's no rest when I lay flat. The gaps of my synapses fill at a high speed. Can't decide if thoughts or actions, more so to find me. I'm tying things together, it's a stretch to relate. And learning that there's motivation better than the hate. I'm taking time or simultaneously running out. When the action's autonomous, the blame to account for is mine. I hold it with this false sense of pride, close to my chest like it's some sort of prize. I want it, it's heavy, will it lead to my plummet? Or will I smarten up and maybe learn a thing from it? Who knows, standing still's the only thing that I oppose. I'm learning that it goes, and that's how it goes. Moving on is tricky, standing still is even harder. Smash me into little pieces, pick them up to throw them farther. I wanna go back home is where the heart is. Throw and hit the target, but no, we can't go on back to where we started. Home is where the heart is. Throw and hit the target, but no, we can't go on back. This cold world is spinning out of control. It's slowly trying to navigate it as a lost soul. And I'm supposed to know where to go. So I think the thing that scares me the most is I don't. But we ain't always made to know. Sometimes we're made to place faith, put the fear away and just go. Just go, man, embrace that unknown. Roll till you find that place you wanna call home. Call it home, like the title carries more than a feeling. Like the warmth and your family and you sitting in between. A manifest from the speech that is flowing through the region. From my mouth to your ears, through everything that's in between them. Like that loneliness penetrating deep inside you, parasitic. Time is flying, life is coasting cause you barely live it. Desires can't outweigh the want to get up, go and get it. You only stake a claim to everything that you put in it. And if that's nothing, then I question why you would deserve it. Waiting on delivery service like your time is worthless. You gotta find a purpose worth the time and energy. I know I found mine, but wonder was it made to empty me? Tempted me to throw my hands high in the sky. Asked a million times and never found a reason why. But maybe that's the point, I wasn't meant to know. Or maybe I'll find out if and when I finally grow. This cold world is spinning out of control. It's slowly trying to navigate it as a lost soul. And I'm supposed to know where to go. So I think the thing that scares me the most is I don't. But we ain't always made to know. Sometimes we're made to place faith, put the fear away and just go. Just go, man, embrace that unknown. Roll till you find that place you wanna call home.
All right, that was the new one from Mertz. Before that, we had the new one from 5-6, Glass Walls, featuring Tibbs. And we kicked it off with Sealy, featuring Casey Veggies. That was a brand new submission. Artist submissions at lfodradio.com. Even if you're not an artist, we're actually looking to build our team right now. Two things we're looking for. We're looking for another on-air personality. Spice the show up a little bit. And also a social media manager. You can be an intern. You don't really need that much experience, just a will to learn and a social personality. That's for both of them. So submissions at lfodradio.com. Right now, though, we got Mertz.
Peace. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, man?
Feeling good, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. So you have a video for that one?
I do. That last joint right there, Beautiful Something, that's my latest music video. You can watch it right now at mertzmusic.com/videos. It's right up there. It was shot by the homies Down Low Productions.
Yes.
Huge shout out to them because they're really, really dope and really, really easy and awesome to work with, for sure.
Nick and Lee, legends.
Nick and Lee, yeah.
Young legends.
For sure. Get them while you can because those dudes are good and they stay busy.
Yeah, really. They are all over the place.
They are. It's dope. Dope to see.
Two busy young men. So you were telling me about that video. It's on. I like that you have the website ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. I try to keep stuff easy and have a well put together package for sure.
Mertz Music/videos. So you said there's a lot going on in the video. You're up in Vermont for part of it.
Yep.
You're down in Boston for other parts.
Yep.
What's your favorite part about this video?
My absolute favorite part of the video is the bridge right before the third verse. I'm on a train coming from Providence to Boston. So overview of the video is that it tells the story of how I got here. A lot of people have misconceptions of me because some people know I'm from Vermont, but now I live in Boston.
We're definitely going to talk about that today.
Yeah. So the video tells the story. First verse is in Vermont. Second verse is in Providence, Rhode Island. I lived there for 4 years.
Okay.
Third verse is in Boston. And the choruses are traveling between them. So right before the third verse, I'm on the train from Providence to Boston. But we actually have a part in the video where it cuts away from the audio of the song. And I've always wanted to have a video like that. And it has audio from the train, and then it goes back to the song. That's my favorite part.
Just that little flavor crystal that makes it a little different.
Absolutely, you know? Yep.
Exclusive. I like that, man. That's been a goal of yours, to have a video with a little
for sure,
a little extra touch.
Yeah. So the video I shot before that, I wanted to add audio that wasn't from the song, but as like a sort of a cinematic intro.
Yep.
And it didn't come to fruition. But I have had that goal for a while. That's nice. Usually my favorite parts of awesome music videos is where there's something extra.
A little bonus.
Yeah, it's not just the song that you hear all the time.
I like it, man.
Thanks, man.
I like it. Like I said, I have seen about half of the video. I will finish it tonight after
cool.
this.
Cool, man. Cool. The second part's the best part.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. I have something to look forward to. But so Mertz Music, you got right out here and you gave us the website. If people want to reach you, is that the best place? What are you on, like the Twitters, the Facebooks?
I'm at Mertz Music on anything that I'm on.
Professional.
Keeping it tight. I don't want to be like Mertz Music_Boston/Vermont 28765.
Right. Right. Just Mertz Music. Just I like it.
At Mertz Music. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram are what I'm most active on. Riggs Too Nice and Mike Wing the other night at Mindspray were like, yo, you're not on Snapchat. Like,
yeah.
You have to be on Snapchat.
Really?
Yeah, they were pushing me hard. I'm not up on Snapchat right now. I don't know if that's something that's super vital.
It goes in waves for me. You'll be really disappointed if your friends are letting you down with boring snaps.
Yep.
I'll tell you that. But sometimes when they're killing it, you know, it's must-see TV.
Okay.
But follow LFOD Music on Snapchat.
For sure.
For those of you listening to, for behind the scenes, everything at every show, all the good ones. We'll get you on there today. People that are tuned in now, Snapchat, okay. LFOD Music, special exclusive Mertz appearance.
This is going to be my Snapchat debut.
Really? Oh, wow.
I don't think, unless somebody's like incognito snapped me before.
No, I'm glad we have that on the air. That's going to be our claim to fame. We debuted Mertz on Snapchat. That's awesome. So what are you're doing a lot, man, all in easy to find places. What is coming up for 2016? What can people look forward to from you?
Right now, I've been focused on live performance for the past year, like really heavily, way focused on that over recording new music.
Okay.
So I have a couple shows coming up actually in the next 2 months that you guys who are listening should be at.
Tell them.
First off, we got Motivate Monday. Shout out to the mayor, Mark Maron, for putting me on. That's going to be at the Hard Rock Boston. It's going to be on March 14th. I think that's 2 Mondays from now.
It is.
It's going to be dope. We have Black Fist Gang, who you were just talking about.
Shout out.
We have Almighty Seas. We have Carlton Mars, who Mindspray actually put me on to. Part of the reason I love Mindspray. We have Relentless from the Rec Shop Movement.
Yep.
Teresa Sophia, who I have not heard of, but hyped to check out. Heck Rhymes, of course. Dope, dope, dope. And Burr Witness, who I haven't checked out yet, but I'm pumped to see.
Nice, dude. It sounds like a solid lineup.
Yep,
there's a lot of spitters on there.
For sure. For sure.
Bring the darts.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't know. My music is definitely different. Like, I absolutely despise being labeled a rapper.
Okay.
So, like, you know, when
unpack this.
A lot of rappers are like, yeah, I spit flame, son, and that's fine. But I despise being labeled a rapper. One reason being, I do not just rap. I make music. I'm a producer.
Okay.
I'm a musician. So, like, aside from being a producer, if you've ever seen me perform, I'm producing music on stage. I play a keyboard on stage. I play an MPC on stage. I'm very much making the music. It's not just pre-sequenced stuff. Like,
right.
I will make a beat right in front of you. It's usually the first thing I do.
I have seen this.
Right. So, like, if you're going to call me a rapper, that pretty much takes away half of what I'm doing right there. Other reason being that a lot of rappers who wear the label rapper very well don't talk about anything that I want to listen to personally.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of controversy. That's a controversial statement, but I would prefer to be called a lyricist if you were going to talk about me and my vocals.
Okay.
But yeah.
So what got you into rap then, if you don't want to listen to it?
Well, okay. So when I got into rap music, I was a young man, young boy, probably in middle school. I was listening to, like, first CD I ever bought with my own money, Jay-Z Volume 2, Hard Knock Life.
Classic.
Was heavy into DMX at the time.
Okay.
Then I got into, like, Nelly, like, Fabulous, like, Cash Money.
Okay.
Stuff like that. What I would now consider...
You were listening to the radio.
Bad rap music, yeah.
Whoa.
Okay, I'm not talking about Jay-Z and DMX right there, but, like... A lot of the stuff I used to listen to, like Nelly,
yeah,
like, I'm not messing with
Country Grammar is low key a classic album.
It is, but no,
I'm not standing for Nelly. That's not what I'm doing.
Substance wise, in my music,
okay.
That's not what I like anymore.
Got you. You don't like the flash,
right? When I was in high school, one of my friends, when people still burned mixed CDs, he gave me a mixed CD, and it was the first underground hip hop I had heard, and it was like Atmosphere, Aesop Rock, Brother Ali, Idea and Abilities, Pigeon John.
Pigeon John, dude. I saw him at the Middle East one time.
Yeah.
Opening up for probably some underground cat.
Pigeon John's nice.
Yeah, it was a good live show. I never heard of him again after that, though.
Yeah. But that Burn CD is what changed my outlook on hip-hop.
Yeah.
I'm a strong proponent these days on the separation of... You know, if you go into a record store, if you still buy records, it's rap / hip hop. And I'm a big proponent for those not being the same thing.
Okay.
So to me, they're very different.
Okay.
I actually have a song that's about this.
Really? Where can we hear that?
You can hear it at mertzmusic.com/music.
Okay.
But yeah, the song's called Life and Love. Actually, you can hear it on LFOD Radio because it's been played a couple times.
That was actually the one I was going to play next.
You should play it
next. I did
not
even know it was about. I didn't know it was this deep.
So yeah, I mean, the premise here being hip-hop, in my view, is largely based on life and love.
Okay.
It's positive music. A lot of people get it twisted and they say, so you couldn't talk about anything negative and consider that hip-hop. No, you could. Like, life is the first step. It should be based in your reality.
Okay.
So if you're talking about your reality, something that's reflective of your experience, in a positive light. But, like, a lot of people, you know, with the glorification of violence and drugs and the degradation of women and stuff like that, like, a lot of that caught on in mainstream hip-hop when hip-hop really caught on.
Right.
To being mainstream, like, marketable.
Gangster rap and
stuff like that. And I'm not saying that the first people to make gangster rap, I'm not saying that they weren't hip-hop artists, and I'm not saying that that wasn't part of their reality, because it very much was. They were expressing themselves in their reality.
Right.
I have a problem with, like, what I refer to as the second generation of mainstream rap. People who I think probably didn't express their reality as much as they expressed what they thought rap was about.
Yeah.
So they would just glorify...
Right, they're imitating art.
Imitating, as opposed to expressing your reality.
Okay.
So So those are like my biggest issues.
Well, you're going to get along with Marc Maron. Authentic lifestyle. He's all about the authenticity.
I love it, man. I love it. He's a good dude.
If you hear gun bars that motivate, they definitely have guns.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying you shouldn't talk about that stuff, right. But if you're talking gun bars, you should. I don't want to see it. But you should have a gun. If you're talking drug and drug money, like, have drugs and drug money,
right.
And that's fine. But like, you know, a lot of the original people who were talking about gang violence, they weren't talking about it to glorify it. They were talking about it to express themselves. So like, it was still largely based in the idea of love. It wasn't. A lot of what I consider rap music is based in death and hate. So the idea is death and hate versus life and love. That was what I was trying to get at with the song Life and Love.
Man, I could talk to you, but I did not know we were going down this path. I was gonna like ask you about, you know, what your Twitter was, and maybe if you, I could talk about this for a while. I would say Bun B is a good thing about it. You got to look for the guys to give both sides. If they just straight up glorify it and they don't talk about, you know, the long nights, like, you know, the bad side of the game. If they only talk about the good side of the game, then there's a chance they're not real.
Absolutely.
The ones that tell you about the bad side, probably, you know, that's the perspective you want.
Yeah. I like well-rounded artists, I feel.
You're kind of a young hippie with this love stuff.
I'm from Vermont, man.
Yeah, you very much are. Very much. Listen, we're going to play Life and Love. Then we're going to come back. We might talk about this a little more. I did not know you had such a strong opinion on that.
Let's do it, man. I could talk about this literally
all day.
I
want the people to get to know you, too. I don't want to just have like a nerdy hip-hop conversation.
Yeah, man.
When you come back, we might need a round table on this.
I'm down, man. Let's do it. I'll be part of the round table.
You're sitting at the head right now. So, Mertz, Life and Love, produced by Nasty. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Tell you I'm the hardest, and honestly I never thought I'd be a solo artist. Conducting on production, I don't just go with chavish. Hip-hop's my domain, aimed at the target. Not a battle rapper, so don't go and try to start it. Music made for your ears, not for the market. Marksmanship when I talk my ish, and the flow gets ripped from the page or the tip. Slipping off the edge, you better go and get a grip. I hold the future in my palm while the present still exists. Gift or a curse, I don't know, I make it work. Hailing from the Green Mountains, by the way, my name is Mertz, and I've been known to rip a verse and give a beat what it deserves. I'll never say that I'm the best, you never say that I'm the worst. I've got a way with words, and a need to purge. Been holding it for so long that I almost burst. Try again and again if you're denied at first. Cause if you know what you want, you gotta put in work. Sacrifice, roll the dice, pay your dues, and the price. Actually, don't listen to me, you do what you like. Me, I put my head to the grindstone. Used to think I need a team, I don't, I do it all alone. Split the dome open, give me space to roam. Man, I'm done hoping, now I'm in a zone. Strip the poem, rip the mask off, no front. Nasty crafted the beat, so you know it bumps. The truth is, I came here to celebrate, and I don't need a reason other than the fact that I'm awake. I'm done with the hate, I've held it too long. Flip the mind state, it's time to move on. So hold tight, rolling in on a bike. Keep momentum moving smooth, I ain't looking for a fight. I'm just looking for a good time. Put rhyme to the rhythm, giving them whatever I can find inside. The walls of my mind are about a mile high. Some I break down, some I leave there to climb. Feel the wrath of the narrow path, travel fast. Addition's better than division, go and do the math. Knowledge is the key, doubt's got the lock stuck. But I rip the hinges off, won't stop, guess what? I keep my music based on life and love, not death and hate, we rise above. Keep it fly like the stars in the sky. You can see it in my eyes, got my music on my mind. And I keep it based on life and love. Spitting what I know, feel free to judge. Just a man with a mic in my hand, got the rhythm on my mind. You don't need to understand. You don't need to understand. You don't need to understand. Understand.
You don't need to understand. You don't need to understand. You don't need to understand. You don't need to understand. You don't need to understand.
I'm not trying to be
the hero or the derelict. Just me and my steez, no need to embellish it. I spent a lot of time trying to make the dots connect to find where what I haven't worn in a sec. Dead ahead on the path, haven't found it yet. Increase the speed, there's no need to get upset. Hold me down because you know we need the questions lacking answers and a test. As a man who's learning lessons,
I've been quiet for a little too long, but there amidst a solitude I found where I belong. Rattling my brain, stressing what you wanna hear. Scared to be myself, but I put away the fear. Now I'm building up momentum, keep it going, never stopping. Moving forward is the only option. Hop in the hip till they put me in a coffin, and I do it when no one is listening or watching. There's no stopping me, and no apology. I'm straight with the hate, love's what I need. I'm a hip-hop head who fiends flows and beats. I ain't trying to be a thing, this here is me. Peace.
We're back with Mertz Music. Does anyone ever call you Mertzy?
Yeah, yeah. People call me Mertzy.
Yeah.
What people don't call me is my first name, which is funny.
Why would they?
I don't know. Nobody ever does. But like, I recently started a new job, and that's pretty much the only time that people call me my first name.
Freaks you out?
It's just not something I respond to, because my queen doesn't really call me my first name,
right? No,
she's
Mertz?
Like messing with me. Yeah, she usually calls me Mertz.
Does she call you Mertzy
or like baby? No, she doesn't call me Mertzy.
Mertzy's a wicked hockey nickname.
Yeah, dude, I grew up playing hockey. Like, I played hockey my whole life, so I definitely got called Mertzy.
Wicked hockey. So you're so Vermont. So life and love, no death and hate.
No death and hate.
I love the riff on that bow bow bow. So this song, I originally thought this song was about you finding your confidence.
Life and love?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, so it is. I mean, the whole thing's not about my view of the difference between rap and hip hop, but that's largely where I started the song from.
Okay.
And
yeah,
I state that in the chorus. But it is about my confidence too. Like, a lot of the verses are, I made that song. That was one of the first songs I made when I made that. My solo album, my first full-length solo album, is called The Good in the Bad. And another thing that people, is sort of a misconception about me, is people don't know that I was originally a group member. So like, when I started making music, I was in a group member. I wasn't ever a solo artist. And I say that in the song too. I never thought I'd be a solo artist.
Right, yeah, I caught that, yep.
Because I've always, from the very beginning, had a group mentality. And so the group is why I left Vermont in the first place. So I grew up in Burlington, Vermont. I went to college at the University of Vermont. It was in Burlington. I stayed there my whole life. I was 23 when I left. And that was because the other two group members lived in Providence, Rhode Island. That's where they went to college.
Okay.
One of them...
How'd you connect with them? They're from Vermont originally?
From Burlington, Vermont, yeah. I knew them, known them like my whole life.
Okay.
Much. Yeah, so so one of them, when they graduated, one of them came back to Vermont, lived with me for 1 year after we graduated. The other one, who had a real job where you wear like a tie and a suit to work, he stayed in Rhode Island because he got a job.
Yep.
So we were making our group album at the time, and it was really hard to make a cohesive piece of art that felt like a group effort when we were physically separated.
Right.
And the dude from Rhode Island, my DJ, his name's Rico, he's a... like a soldier. He was making a lot of trips up to Vermont. We were performing up in Vermont, and he would like drive up, and when we got off stage, he would immediately drive back.
That's
and go
a
to
haul.
Work at like 8 a.m. It's like 4 hours, even if you fly.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, it was a taxing thing. So we left, we ultimately moved to Providence, Rhode Island to unite our group.
Okay.
That's why I left Vermont in the first place. And then we put out our group album, and that was cool. And then we were living in the same house and not making a lot of music together. Which is tough for me because I
moved there to make music.
I moved there specifically to make music.
Right.
Yeah. So it was one of the hardest things for me to do was decide that I was going to do solo music, because ultimately I want to be doing music. That's what I do with myself. Like, I don't know what else to do. So, I didn't really like, the group didn't break up. I didn't like say I'm done with the group. I just pursued this solo album, and a lot of that came out in that song, which was an early song that I was making. A lot of the confidence about, like, I can do this on my own, and sort of just finding myself.
I like it. Yeah, it's a you're definitely, I figured it was from somewhere near the beginning, you know.
Yep.
Setting out, I got this, I can handle it.
Yep.
Let's, real quick, so was that, well, was that challenging to find that level of confidence? Like, did you not think you'd do it on your own because you didn't think you could, or you just thought, you know, I'm always going to be in a group. I like, you know, the group aspect of doing music. Because bands are fun, man. I've played in bands. It's really fun to have, like, four people playing the same song.
For sure, for sure. And it's also, there's a certain level of energy by virtue of the fact that there's more bodies.
Yeah.
And it's hard to recreate that on your own because you're just one person with your own energy. So the thing that was hard for me is that teamwork is ingrained in me. I'm a teamwork kind of person,
right,
in everything that I do. So it was definitely challenging for me to switch over to the solo thing, but it was, I never thought to myself that I couldn't do it.
Okay. That's good then. So that was a look inside. That wasn't as much a pep talk as just a statement.
Like, yep,
I
yep.
got this. So real quick. So for people that don't know, you're from Burlington, right?
Burlington, Vermont.
So here's the thing. I know what Burlington's like. You know what Burlington's like. It's probably a lot of people who aren't quite so sure about it. Can you briefly describe what it's like growing up in Burlington and like how that affect, how Burlington, how you carry it with you, you know?
Yeah. So Burlington, Vermont is like 45 minutes from Canada. It's way up there in Vermont. It's on Lake Champlain, which is between New York and Vermont.
Delicious chocolates.
Delicious Lake Champlain chocolates. Yeah, delicious chocolates, a lot of delicious food, a lot of delicious like beer and stuff, a lot of high quality stuff up there.
Right.
So yeah, Burlington is obviously isolated from the rest of the country and the world, just like Vermont is. Like people from New York, they oftentimes don't know that Vermont's right next to it. Like, I've met people from New York, and they'll be like, what state is that in? You're from Vermont? Like, what state is that?
I'm yeah,
like, we're right next
you
to
can it. Drive east.
Like, I can see you. When I look across the lake, I can see you. So, being isolated, but also Vermont, you know, Vermont's super green. Little piece of trivia. I can see Bernie Sanders' house from inside my parents' house. Now, he didn't live there when I was growing up, when I was a young kid, but he moved there after I left Vermont. So within the last like 6 years, and yeah. So I mean, if you know anything about Bernie, like he's pretty green, he's pretty like liberal dude, like
right.
progressive mind state. And I think a lot of that sort of stuff sticks with you if you grow up in Vermont. You have a different outlook on things. You know, Burlington's the only city, but it's not a city like Boston is. It's a college town. There's lots of colleges. There's UVM. There's Champlain College. There's St. Mike's College right there. There's a lot of people who get belligerently drunk all the time and just go downtown. But
Church Street is something to see.
Church Street is definitely something to see for sure. And I mean, yeah, I have a deep appreciation for nature, I think, growing up in Vermont, because that's like what we do. We don't really, you know, we don't like hang out inside as much probably because there's more to do outside. Like my right. favorite place in the entire world, if you guys go to Burlington, Vermont, you should go to Red Rocks, which is a like a state park, but what I'm referring to when I say Red Rocks is where you can go cliff jumping at Red Rocks. So you walk through the woods for like a little 15-minute hike and you make it through the cliffs and you can jump off. And that's like my favorite place in the world that I'm aware of. I haven't been that many places in the world, but like I love it at Red Rocks.
That's a good way to put it. Go to Vermont, jump off a cliff.
Jump off a cliff. Jump into the lake.
Find your inner Mertz.
Yeah. Get with the nature. You know, maybe, yeah. Maybe do something.
So yeah, of course. So you came from Burlington, moved down. Now you're in Boston. Now you're making music.
Yep.
You still have a bit of that Vermonter attitude with, you know, the teamwork and
absolutely.
The organic nature of things.
Yep.
I guess I would say. Vermonters, yeah, you travel pretty well for a Vermonter, I must say.
I get around. I mean, I'm probably...
Not that they don't travel, but, you know, why would you leave? Like, you can really just stay there. You don't really have to get out of that Burlington bubble. A lot of people don't. It is a bubble.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of people do get stuck there, specifically with music, which I think one of the best things for me as an artist that I could have done was leave Vermont, because it opened my eyes to a lot of things, because things in Providence and Boston are not the same
very
way they are
different.
In Vermont. Like, very different. And there's so many more people who are trying to do music, and, you learn a lot that you wouldn't learn if you just sat up there in your isolated little bubble in Vermont. So one of the best things I could do is leave. Also, the people I've connected with, I wouldn't be on LFOD radio if I hadn't ventured out.
That's true. That's
no,
true.
I wouldn't know the Mindspray homies.
You might be our first Vermont artist, actually.
I was going to say, man, I bet as far as hip-hop artists go, I bet a lot of people don't know any other Vermont artists. And, like, I'm not going to tell you that I'm the best artist from Vermont, but I get myself around.
You might be the first. I do know other Vermont artists, but you might be the first. Well, we had Kali, but he's not a rapper. So
okay, who else do you know from Vermont
that raps
for artists? Yeah,
I know Linguistic,
yep.
Civilians,
okay.
Maiden Voyage,
nice.
So there's someone else. There has to be at least one or two others. The guy who owns the Reservoir or the manager at the Reservoir in Waterbury.
Okay, yep.
He gets up there.
Yep, his name's Memoranda.
All I remember is he goes, "Vermont, where the cheddar cheese be at?"
Dude,
that's his line.
That song, that song's called Lil VTZ, like L-I-L apostrophe VTZ. That song got put in a commercial for Lenny's Shoe and Apparel, which is like a legitimate business.
Really?
In Vermont. Yeah, they paid him to be in their commercial.
That's awesome.
Both the song and he's like, it's basically like a little music video commercial. It's
stuff like
funny.
That is why I love you guys. Like, I love it up there. Like,
oh,
it's
man.
So, I've gone, like, I go to things in Vermont and I'll see the same guy at an event like 200 miles away. I'm like, didn't I meet you at that show? They're like, yeah, man. And then he's like, yeah, I live around here. And then it's cool. It's like it's a real nice community. I love it.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to play another one of your songs real quick though, before, cause we're talking a lot.
We talk a lot.
Out of time. I want to play this joint, Spiral real quick.
Nice.
Are you good with that?
Yeah.
Now, did you produce this one?
I did.
All right.
For sure.
So this is produced by and performed by Mertz. You're tuned into LFOD Radio. We'll be back after this. Shout out to Vermont.
Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, left. Is on his left, right, mid-20s, thinking about his future, yeah, right, he's only thinking about getting through the day, his biggest worry's finding a source that can entertain him, brainstem operator, cruising autopilot, doesn't save money, if he wants it, he buys it, high if he likes, that's most of the time, boss at work won't ask, don't have to lie, titled as a dishwasher, doesn't get him clean, puts him back on the shelf, it's the same routine, tilts back some glasses that lull him to sleep, only looking forward to the end of the week when he lets loose, missing more than a couple screws. He in his situation, tied his own noose, standing there, strung up with his foot on a chair, wondering how did I ever get here? Even though it ain't the right path, he gets back on it cause he knows that it just don't last. Even though it ain't the right path, he gets back on it cause he knows that it just don't last. Even though it ain't the right path, he get back on it cause we know that it just don't last. Even though it ain't the right path, we get back on it cause we know that it just don't. Even though it ain't the right path, she gets back on it and she couldn't even tell you why. Even though it ain't the right path, she gets back on it and she's scared of what she might find. Even though it ain't the right path, she gets back on it and she couldn't even tell you why. Even though it ain't the right path, she gets back on it. And I couldn't tell you how many times she's done this. Hundreds, I've lost count so much, so is she. Probably never amount to a plus sign. Should she attempt to climb out of that hole she dug? Seems like a previous life, she's still digging. Actually, by now she's hired help to dig her deeper than she ever could have dug by herself. Not quite a ditch, more like an abyss. A black hole sucking up every cent she gets. Accounts maxed out, no money for the house. Doesn't think they're gonna come and kick her out. Tomorrow she'll borrow and drown her sorrows. I know it gets deep, but how far can it go? Alone when they turned off the phone and the lights. Bet what she didn't have, rolled those dice. It all happened so fast, I guess. Wasn't paying much attention, kept taking them steps. Even though it ain't the right path, she gets back on it cause she knows that it just don't last. Even though it ain't the right path, she gets back on it cause she knows that it just don't. Even though it ain't the right path, we get back on it cause we know that it
just don't last. Even though it ain't the right path, we get back on it, cause we know that it just don't. Go on and get back, get back, get back, get back on it. We get back, yeah, we get back, we all get back, we all get back on it. We get back, yeah, we get back, we all get back, get back on it. We get back, get back, get back, we all get back on it. Even though we know it ain't the right path, get back on it, never look back. Even though we know it ain't the right path, we get back on it, and we never look back. Even though it ain't the right path, he gets back on it, cause he knows that it just don't last. Even though it ain't the right path, she gets back on it, cause she knows that it just don't. Even though it ain't the right path, we get back on it, cause we know that it just don't last. Even though it ain't the right path, we get back on it, cause we know that it just don't. And we never look back.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we gonna do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
All right, we're back on Live Free or Die Radio. We have Mertz.
Peace.
In the building. Mertz, real quick, that song Spiral.
Yeah.
I've been wondering this.
Okay.
Now, you talk about a couple other people's paths on this.
I do.
Now, you hint with a we in the chorus, but you never really talk about your path. Are you ever stuck in a trap like this? Or
absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I wrote that song to express the way that I was feeling, but I don't always want to talk about myself or in the first person. So I created these characters. Those aren't real people. Although I stole somebody's real name. Joey Miller is a real name.
And Joey.
I was trying to think of, like, the most generic name.
Yeah,
and I was just like, I'm gonna take this kid's name.
Joey
Miller.
Nice.
But yeah, no, I definitely feel like that sometimes. Like, pretty much, you know, the whole getting stuck on that path. It's about the society where we live to work, to live to work, to live, and to do that, we usually work doing something that we don't love.
True.
And that's what we spend the majority of our time doing. And I don't want to do that. Especially, like, I want to figure out a way to turn my music into what I do for money, not because that's why I make music, but because,
yeah,
I need money.
You don't want the 9 to 5.
I need money to sustain it, so I want that to be what I do with my time. I don't want to have to work these jobs that I hate.
I hear you loud and clear. I hear you loud and clear. So I noticed that one of your themes in general is sort of about being lost, wandering around.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're kind of keyed in on what you need to do now?
Yeah.
Do you feel lost constantly, or are you kind of out of the woods with that?
I mean, in a certain sense, I don't always feel lost, but I do feel like I'm just wandering about a lot, but not in every sense of it. So right now I have a pretty good grasp on what I'm doing, what I should be focusing on to further my art. I have myself together pretty well in the way I present it. But with what I create artistically, like some of my new stuff, I feel a little, sometimes I still feel a little lost with what to talk about or how to make certain points.
Right.
Interesting. 'Cause I think storytelling is a lot more interesting than if I were to write a song that's like, I don't want to work a job I hate. And just
then you're just complaining.
Yeah, complaining.
Of course, dude.
You know, preaching to the choir, like.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what I was getting at is you do definitely have a plan for this spring, including a few more shows coming up.
For sure, for sure. So, yeah, I'm completely focused on live performances. And when I say that, what I mean is that when I write a new song, I'm writing it specifically to perform it on stage. And if you're listening and you've never seen me perform, I highly encourage you to see that soon, because it's vastly different than probably any other solo hip-hop artists that you've seen perform. I'm going to be making beats on stage, be playing the keyboard a little bit, playing the MPC. The music I make nowadays is sample free, and I'm going to be performing vocals. I got some effects on my vocals. I got some foot pedals. It's a pretty involved live set, live performance.
Where and when?
When? Well, we got the Motivate Monday one on the 14th of March. After that, for the New Hampshire homies, I'm going to be part of a big release show at Misery Loves Company. Shout out to the Vatican Life homies. But this show particular is going to be March 26th. It's going to be JB the Canadian's CD release party. He's releasing a highly anticipated album called Reboot at Carlo Rose Cigar Bar and Hookah Lounge.
It's a fun time out there.
Great time out there. You were just out there, right?
Yeah, I was out there. I really rock with what Vatican Life's doing.
Yeah.
And Pray to Your Art and their whole thing. We had Cody on dropping that podcast shortly.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good time up there, man. It's a cool venue they got.
Yeah.
Where's the last one, man? I want to get you to rap before we have to get out of here.
All right, cool. So. The last one, and if you are to make it to one show, I highly encourage you to make it to the Mind Spray 2-year anniversary show. It's at Brighton Music Hall. It's on Sunday, April 10th. Mind Spray 2-year anniversary, Sunday, April 10th. Be there if you're in Boston, if you're near Boston, if you're around Boston, be there. Why should you be there? It's going to be so awesome. We're going to have all the winners from all the Mind Sprays from this year, including myself, Dark Matter, Du Quran, Shalom from Rec Shop. We got Mike Wing, Emmanuel the Saint, Cody Pope, James EPB, Evan Audio. The winners from two nights ago.
Human Speakers. That's a lot of New Hampshire.
I've been trying to tell people
that we got the juice up there.
Yeah, I'm saying, dude, and I love it.
That's like five straight New Hampshire artists.
There's also one more spot. Whoever wins Mind Spray this month, which I believe is on the 20th, whoever wins Mind Spray this month gets the last spot at the 2-year anniversary show. So if you have been trying to win Mind Spray, you should go there this month. You should win. And if you don't win, or if you just love the music, you should come to the 2-year anniversary. It's going to be a huge, awesome bash. You should be there.
That's what's up. Be there. Shout out to the homie Bakari, who absolutely blazed his set on Sunday night at Mind Spray.
Yeah.
I got to make a couple announcements, and then you want to rap a little bit.
I would like to rap a little bit. We got a tiny bit of time.
Yeah, we got enough time. So real quick, we got all that covered. This Thursday, definitely check out Level Up. The homies from Bad Decisions are taking over Good Life for the second time. And the first time was Insanity. So make sure you get there the second time. If you're an artist tuned in, submissions at lfodradio.com. Send us your music. Keep it clean. If we like it, we'll play it. SoundCloud/LFOD is where you can find everything we don't have time to get to. The Black Fist Gang podcast is now live, LFODradio.com. Check that out. And if you're interested in joining the LFOD team, we are looking for another on-air personality as well as someone who understands the social medias. And you can get to us at submissions@LFODradio.com. Right now, though, we got merch in the building. It's only right that he raps. Now, I just got this collection of Pete Rock instrumentals.
Oof.
I'm going to just go through them. When you hear one you want, you give me the thumbs up. And
all
we'll
right.
do that. All
Let's
right?
do it.
So you're tuned into LFOD Radio. We got Mertz.
Oof. Yeah, I could rock with this.
First one's a winner.
Yeah.
All right, man.
I like the challenge. My name is Mertz, I like the challenge and I got a little balance. When I get up on the microphone and do a little dance for you. When we coming up, freestyle off of the top of the tip of the dome. When we rock a the beat smooth, I rock a the beat rock. You know I keep it going cause the beat will not stop. And neither does the flow or the heartbeat. So I get on the rhythm and yeah, I tip you with my toes. But I won't fall off, nah, I'm not the boss. But I'm also not the kid sweeping the floor cause I'm not the janitor. You know I keep it going, I advance for the further of the culture. The teamwork and the hand.
hand the can to the next man, and we gonna shake and keep it going, do a little dancing. When I get the rhythm, yeah, I know I'm not gonna drop it. I'm gonna keep it going, cause I got it locked in my pocket. Bust it out for a second off topic. Whatever we want, keep it going, won't stop it. Don't drop it, live free or die, and I'm gonna live free. So you know that I'm gonna fly in the sky real high with my wings wide when I get the rhythm and I'm going off the seat. Why? Why? Cause I don't stay in one place. I'ma keep it going, bouncing around up in the space, and I'm gonna rock every time in the spot. And if you don't like it, then you better just bounce. But if you do like it, then you better just ask for another ounce, just another bit, another pounce on the beat. Yeah, I'm moving my feet, I keep it going, cause you know I'm always flowing complete. Yeah, on the radio, you know we do it all day. So when the beat switch up, we gon' take it one step further and one step farther. Keeping it going, cause you know I'm not a father, but I'm not a son neither. I'm just a lost person coming out the speaker, and I'ma do it either way, so you cannot stop me. I keep it going on point like Rocky. I train real hard and I practice real good, and when I get on stage, it feels like it should. So if you didn't know, my name is Mertz. You can catch me on the internet and I'll kick a verse one time, two times, maybe once for your mind, and get it real nice.